little bit of ice around the place today. I hear about frost. Pretty chilly down there. Anyway, as we've been saying, it has been surprisingly warm, and it is time for winter to pop up. Now we're going to talk to Rachel Halder, who is the Senior Catchment Coordinator, part of the Thriving Southland Group. Rachel, good afternoon. Welcome to the muster. Certainly a little bit chillier today.
Yes, thank you, Andy. It's a pleasure to be here, but chilly, but good to see the sun still shining down here in Southland for the last sort of hurrah for autumn.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's part of it. It is almost winter time, and it's a time to sort of take stock and do a few things. What of Thriving Southland? What have you cooked up for farmers over winter?
Yeah, we know these next couple of weeks are going to be busy for everybody, especially down here in Southland as we transition into winter. But as always, Thriving Southland loves to give everybody something to do when they've got a bit of spare time. So we have many catchment groups holding community events these next couple of weeks, which is really exciting. But we've also started to host a range of drop-in sessions. Now, these are to help farmers with their wintering management plans. So we're targeting farmers who are shifting intensive winter grazing crops this winter. And we have some handy resources that we've slowly but surely developed. And this has been very well helped and assisted by farmers and trying to make something that's actually really tangible, well thought out. And we've had some help from Mo and independent consultants to make this a really user-friendly resource as we try and get winter plans from lovely head thoughts into a written form document.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you about that because I keep hearing about wintering plans, and I used to have a wintering plan, but it was never written down in any way, shape or form. It was just a plan in my head. I did it pretty much the same every year. It would have to have changed now, obviously. But what do you mean by a wintering plan? Are we talking about an actual document, an actual plan or booklet of some sort? What is it?
So, yeah, Andy, that's exactly right. Everybody has a plan, and we know that people know what they're going to do and, you know, what plan B is and plan C is, and it's all in their head. But we're trying, while everybody in the industry, cross-sector, is encouraging people to write these down. It's changing times. We need to have things written down. So to have a wintering plan means you're more likely to be implementing good management practices. You've got your team on board and everybody understands, you know, when the rain sets in, what our options are and what, you know, the sort of farm plan is. So the ACE project, the APRIMA catchment groups, are hosting these drop-in sessions for farmers. If you have a plan or if you don't have a plan, if you've got questions or you don't, this is just an opportunity for a rural professional to look over your wintering plan and get a bit of help if you want to start creating one. So a wintering plan can be anything from, you know, just a real basic paddock example drawn out with, you know, your critical source areas, which way you're grazing, all the way through to sort of a bigger document. And, it's a plan that's written down is basically what it is.
Because we are starting to get these modules brought out. I think MPI brought out their module a couple of weeks ago. I think we talked about it as well on the muster. Is this part of it? Are these winter modules, is that part of your wintering plan? Are they the same thing?
Yeah, similar. So MPI is one of the many industry bodies that have bought out a plan. So the intensive winter grazing module brought out by MPI is sort of part of a bigger picture and going forward into farm plans. So Dairy NZ, Beef and Lamb, Thriving Southland have all created resources that are sort of a simplified, more just for this winter, something for you to pick up now and tackle what are you going to do in the next couple of months. And then there is bigger modules and bigger plans for going forward. What does it look like? And so all of this work now and writing these plans down today and completing these modules will build on and help you with a farm plan going forward.
All right. So these events that are coming up starting tomorrow, by the looks of this, 13th,
<Yeah. laughs>
in Otautau, what do farmers, if they're coming to it, what do they need to bring and what can they expect when they get there?
Cool. So, yeah, so these drop-in sessions, we've got some wintering professionals, some rural professionals stationed at a few different farmlands and farm sources around around Southland. And all they're there to answer questions for you. First and foremost, if you have something that you're unsure about in terms of winter grazing, we encourage you to head along and just have a chat, and they will hopefully be able to guide you through those questions and answers. But if you would like to be a little bit more intensive, we encourage you to bring sort of a draft plan or your plan that you've got. If you've got your farm map and any photos of the winter grazing paddocks that you're going into or where you're transitioning, that's awesome. But you don't have to bring anything. If you just want to have a chat, that's awesome. If you want to go through your plan in depth, that's awesome too. Like, we're going to try and cater to everything. And yeah. Should be fun.
Okay, so these events are being held today, tomorrow in Otautau, Farm Source.
Yep.
May the 17th, Farmlands in Otautau, and then 26th and the 27th in Mossburn and Otautau as well. Is there somewhere someone can go and listen to this and just get all these dates and so they can work it out?
Yes, definitely. So Thriving Southland website, www.thrivingsouthland.co.nz. We'll have all of this information. You will start to see a float around, thanks to Dairy NZ, Beef and Lamb, Fonterra and Farmlands as well are circulating this material. You'll see all of these sort of dates and information pop up on Facebook as well.
Okay, what about, do you have to register or can you just show up?
No, they are definitely drop-in sessions, but if you have a plan that you want to spend, you know, a good half an hour or an hour having a chat with these guys, just register with myself, and you can find my details at the website, and we'll just block out a spot for you and ensure that we've got some extra resources or an extra person there to give you the time and the energy that it needs.
All right, any other events coming up?
Oh, there's always been going on, Mandy, which is really exciting. So as Sandra Campbell talked about previously, we've got the Ladies Enviro Series happening down at the Workmen's Club on the 17th, so that's next Monday. The Upper Aparima is hosting the sort of last dream walk of a series for ACE on the 18th. And we've got the Expo, the Future Farming Expo, hosted by ACE on the 11th of June. So, again, all of these details and dates are on the Thriving website.
All right. Very good. Plenty on. And you're right. We've got to get through these next two or three weeks, get the cows all dried off and where they're supposed to be. But it is important to make sure that we're prepped for that as well. So, Rachel, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Catch you again.
Sounds good, Andy. Thanks to you.
All right. That is Rachel Haller there. She is a Senior Catchment Coordinator for the ACE catchment group, so good to have them. And yeah, these dates, if you want to get to these, the first one is actually tomorrow from 9 till 4, the Drop-In Centre Farm Source in Otautau, so that's on the 13th, and then the 17th in Farmlands in Otautau, so plenty on, get along to that. All right, Sam Grant next, let's have a little bit of finance, shall we?